AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court appears skeptical of a claim of absolute immunity from prosecution by former President Donald Trump. If Trump prevails in this case, it would stop the prosecution on charges he conspired to overturn his election loss in 2020. This is Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Once we say, no criminal liability, Mr. President, you can do whatever you want, I'm worried that we would have a worse problem than the problem of the president feeling constrained to follow the law while he's in office.
D. John Sauer is an attorney representing Trump.
I respectfully disagree with that because the regime you've described is the regime we've operated under for 234 years.
It's possible Trump could still benefit from a lengthy trial delay, possibly beyond the November election. Donald Trump is in New York today for his hush money trial. The judge signed an order setting in motion arguments, not necessarily immediately, over prosecutors' request earlier in the day for more contempt findings against Trump. New York's highest court overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction, reversing a landmark ruling in the Me Too era. The court found the trial judge had improperly allowed testimony against the ex-movie mogul based on allegations that weren't part of the case. Arthur Adala is Weinstein's attorney.
She gave a very clear narrative of her side of the story. If you believed her, he was guilty. If you didn't believe her, he's not guilty. You didn't need four other people who he was not charged with to help understand what sexual assault is, and that's exactly what Judge Rivera found.
A top Hamas political official tells the AP the militant group is willing to agree to a truce of 5 years or more with Israel. President Biden is in Syracuse, New York, celebrating Micron Technology's plans to build a campus of computer chip factories.
We're bringing advanced chip manufacturing back to America after 40 years. And it's going to transform our semiconductor industry.
Big losses at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. The city of Venice in Italy is charging tourists to get into the city.
Tourists flood the walkway outside of Venice's central train station. The entrance fee of over $5 has been introduced by authorities in the hope that it will discourage visitors from arriving on peak days. The idea is that it will make the city more livable for its dwindling residents. Simone Venturini, Venice's municipal councillor for tourism.
We need to find a balance, a new balance between the tourist and the resident.
Residents opposing the day trip attacks insist that the solution to Venice's woes are to boost the resident population and the services they need by limiting short-term rentals and boosting housing. I'm Karen Chamas.
A high school athletic director in Maryland has been charged with using artificial intelligence to impersonate a principal on an audio recording that included racist and anti-Semitic comments. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.